Okay, just so we don't miss anything, sorry, Deb. Today is August 2nd, 2016, and this is a new moon session, and this is Debbie Moran. So, hi. Anybody want to say hi and state their intentions on the recording?
Hi, this is Jana. I'm in Charleston, South Carolina.
Hi, Jana. I'm glad to hear you.
Hi there. Oh, I'm so glad to sign on. I just called in. My intention for this upcoming new moon cycle is I would like clarity.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything more on that or just clarity?
There's just so many things happening lately, and there's a lot of different energies coming in, and I'm having a lot of new experiences running energies through myself, and then my perception is shifting. So at times it feels really wonderful and exciting, and other times it's very disorienting. So I would just like clarity on what that's all about for me.
Got it. That's perfect.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's good to hear you.
Oh, thanks. Good to hear you, too.
You're welcome. Anybody else have anything they want to say? They want to say hi? They want to state their intentions?
Well, I guess I'll state my intention again. Hi, this is Debbie in El Paso, and my intention for myself is something with the letter A for my greatest and highest good, and has to do with the celestial bodies or the, I guess, out there in the cosmos somewhere. And then the other thing is for the group, for whoever wants it, is something about free, being free. So.
Thanks, Debbie.
Hi, this is Angela.
Hi, Angela.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am really good.
I heard.
It just seems like it's been a while, and then you feel really good, and it just has that feeling of relief.
I'm
like,
nice.
Oh, this is what it's supposed to feel like. I remember that.
Nice.
Yeah, so really good.
Nice. And I love
that's
what
you
just said. I remember that.
Yeah.
Because I think that's
that.
Part of my intention, but I'll let you state yours. Go ahead.
Well, and today's been interesting. Just there have been some opportunities popping up, and I have an idea of the location where I'd like to be, but where the opportunities are popping up is not where I think I'd like to be. So I would just like to receive guidance on which opportunities to say yes to and to get excited. I mean, I want to get excited about all of them because I just think that creates a certain energy that I want to attract. So be okay with like, okay, well, there's more. You know, that whole idea of what else is possible. Okay, this is good. How does it get better? To build on that momentum. So that was really, and I loved how Teresa had written it. I thought that was just perfect, her wording. So
it was, and I actually will go back to that page and read it.
Okay.
What's her sign? Her astrological sign? You're going to read it to her? Oh, Angela, what's your astrological sign? Norman wants to know.
I'm a Virgo.
He's a Virgo. Mercury is in Virgo right now, which is apparently your planet.
Yeah.
Oh, that is for, oh, I love that, because I'm going to read that. That's in Terry Greenwald's post, which she shared. She's an astrologer.
Ah, nice.
What, do you want to read it to her? Read Norman.
Do you want to hear it, Angela?
I would love to hear it.
Okay.
All right, this is from my friend Brian Hill. local astrologer, and he always a monthly update. And yeah, so something funny to see. So, dear Virgo, it says, think, and quote, the check is in the mail, close quote. The celestial check is on its way to you, however, by this month. Sorry. But the good news is that, well, that's the good news. And the reason for it being the good news is that you need the time, or this time, for you to do your research and do some conceptual window shopping for just a celestial check. Many people squander the given resources, not realizing the most adventurous way to use a celestial check. Planets will be beneficial shifting in the end of this month in your favor. Get ready.
Yay! Thank you. That's awesome.
You go. Ask and you shall receive, as you know
exactly.
From earlier today.
Exactly. And I don't know what time it says on your end, but I'm looking at my clock right now, and it says 8:08. So
it is 8:08, and I love it because I just saw that we had a new moon here in the Eastern time zone. It came at 44 Eastern
yes.
time. Magic numbers, magic numbers.
I love the numbers. Yes.
Me too. So, thank you. Anything else?
I think that's everything for now. And thank you, Norman. That's really good news. So.
All right, good. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Angela?
Hi, this is Susan with So-So and Joey.
Hi, Susan and So-So and Joey.
Hi, dear.
I was going to read. I wasn't sure if you were going to make it tonight, so I have your intentions here.
No, okay.
No,
and
I like
the way you worded them, too. I saw your email and didn't have time to respond to it yet.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go back and look at that, actually. But, okay. How are you? Do you want to say anything, or you want me to just read it?
Oh, I guess if you just read it, that kind of sums it up.
I will do that. I'm happy you're here, and same with So-So and Joey. For anybody who doesn't know So-So and Joey, they are birds.
Oh. Cool.
Our little angels.
Oh.
Hmm. Okay. What was that?
And they're usually very involved in these sessions.
Yeah, they are. Although we've asked So-So to relax a little more because I think he's in his little body. He's taken on. He's been expressing symptoms that many of us have been experiencing in this work, where he takes on so much that it has stressed his physical being. So. We want him to be able to participate with us and receive just as much as he gives. So,
and he's getting as close as he can to the phone.
Nice.
Well, that's,
what was that?
Yeah. He's getting as close as he can to the phone.
Nice. Okay, so I'm going to read what you have. I love how you worded this, so I'm going to read this. I feel as though I'm blinking in and out like some Christmas lights do. As I ponder in and out of what, I sense trust that new earth is in fact emerging, trust, the point to all things I do, optimism, engagement with life, trust that all is unfolding perfectly. See a theme there? Trust. I sometimes wonder whether I'm on the cusp of growing into a new level of consciousness, and I sometimes wonder whether the way of duality means that for every move I make toward the light, it must be met with an equivalent move toward the dark somewhere. I was at a place of becoming centered in source and living my life from there, sending forth divine love. Then I heard the news about a policeman killing a black man he'd pull over for broken taillight, shooting when the man obeyed his request to get his license out, and I found myself shaking, nauseous, and fearful. I've been blinking my way in and out since then. Such a beautiful description, and such a beautiful description of what so many people are experiencing. My esophagus is in spasm more again, with the new twist of bringing food back up before it has gotten to my stomach. Seems all this is too much to swallow. Agreed. So may be mirroring this as it's taking more baby food, supplementing his diet to keep his weight up. Seems happier and stronger, but it takes very little stress to trigger a setback. He still needs continuing regrowth of his liver. He still needs help learning a new way to do his work that doesn't stress his body. Don't we all? And I'm guessing I do too. Telling what I'm up to. So, and there's some truth to that too, because so much is being done in sleep. So much is being done from different levels of consciousness that we're not aware of it. So I think all I said is, thank you, Susan, and yes, so is mirroring you, as you know. Let's see if we can allow some stability within your physicality in a way that allows you to be present in this world while realizing you are not of this world, which will ultimately allow this world to evolve and show up more harmonically with what you and we know to be true reality. So that would be one of my intentions, really, to... My intention is nothing less than helping to awaken our awareness that heaven is on earth. Not that we're even creating it, but that it is on earth. And so just waking up to that remembrance of who we are at our essence and how we can play in this dimension, in this reality, in a way where we lighten up and brighten up the world around us so that the world around us seems to be reflecting that reality that we know to be true.
That's beautiful. Second time.
Thank you. Anyone else want to state their intention?
Debbie, what's the way to... Oh. Sorry. How can I mute my end?
How can you mute? Okay, I'm going to mute everybody when we get started, but if you want to mute yourself now, just hit *6.
Okay, great, because I'm driving, so I don't know if it's making car noises. I'll mute it.
Oh, I think that you are. Somebody is, so thank you for that.
All right, sorry about that.
No worries. And so if you want to unmute to say anything, please do. It's *6 to mute and *6 to unmute. Anybody else?
Yes. Hi, Debbie. This is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you. Yeah, my intention is, personally, I've been feeling really exhausted the last few days, and I'm feeling also stuck again. I've just come back from Europe and lots of shifts, and I just really want to see my work and get moving, and I come back here to Australia and I feel again going into this rut and getting stuck. So that's personal, and on a personal level, to just drop into this oneness, everybody, into love and acceptance.
Ah, nice. Thank you.
And I have personal another thing. I have a mediation coming up next week to really be strong for that, and also in love. And yeah, so that's mine. Thank you.
Getting stuck. So getting over getting stuck and help with mediation.
Pardon?
Did you say so? Getting over getting stuck and help with mediation.
Yes. Yeah.
Ah. Okay. Got it. And here's the thing I'm just getting to pass on to you is if you are asking to drop into oneness, then you need no help with mediation because mediation will take care of itself.
Yes, thank you. It's all, I'm seeing so much the duality of everything in the oneness, but really, yeah, just... Yeah, living that it's all a cosmic joke. So.
Yes, and you know, that's beautiful, because what I was just saying about, you know, waking up the reality or the realization and the remembrance of heaven on earth and that being in the world but not of the world, I think too many of us are wanting to wake up to this truth of who we are and what creation is all about we are mistaking heaven for monotone. In other words, we are thinking that we're going to be in this blissful state, this on this wave that never seems to go down. We're never going to see any duality, and that's not the case. We're here to see it and play it and be with it, and yet we're here to realize it is part of the Maya, part of the illusion, and we're not meant to get stuck in it.
Yeah, that's very beautifully said, and I'm really seeing that feeling that I have experienced it. And to just be with this, I still find myself sometimes getting ready again and believing that I'm stuck, whereas I'm not.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when we believe something, it's like putting out a prayer. It's like asking for something. When we have a belief system, it's like we are asking for that belief system. So the universe has nothing, it can only answer it.
Yeah.
It can only answer it.
Yeah. Yeah, beautifully said. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Very much resonated.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Oh, I can just say hello, Debbie.
Hi, Al.
Yeah. And I will see you
tomorrow.
Tomorrow, maybe, perhaps with an energetic comrade, energetically.
Nice, okay. Do you want to state an intention for tonight? Or you just want to...
Well, I just came on. I just got back from Manhattan. But an intention that I never, ever get in my own way ever again.
What?
That I never, ever get in my own way.
So that's your intention, that you never, ever get your own way?
No, I mean, just that I stay true to my own, loosely speaking, I'm just being tongue-in-cheek, but just that I stay true to what I actually know, and my heart and my head are synchronized.
I get it, but let me ask you this. Did you say that you ever don't ever get in your own way, or you don't ever get your own way?
No, that I don't want to ever get in my own way.
Oh, perfect, because I heard without the in part. It came across as you don't ever want to get your own way. That's why I laughed.
No wonder it didn't make sense.
Thank you, Al.
Yes.
Okay, anyone else?
Well, I'll say hi, Debbie. It's Marla.
Hi, Marla.
I've been really busy, so I haven't had time to think about an intention.
Well, don't think about it. If one pops up, tell me.
Okay. Well, I sort of identified with getting, when she was talking about feeling stuck. I don't want to be stuck.
Got it.
I would like to get unstuck. And, be more open to receiving and, again, getting out of my own way.
You got it. I just wrote that down for now, so you get it, too. Nice.
And Patchy wants to be in the session. Since the birds are in the session, why can't we have a cat?
We can. I welcome Patty. Okay, anyone else? Got a lot of noise, so I'm getting ready to mute. So if anybody else wants to say something, speak now or forever hold your peace, or hit *6 after I mute everybody, okay?
Hey, this is Tammy Seagraves.
Hi, Tammy.
Hey, hey. Finally made it to a call. It's
been a while.
Nice. So I just want to be able to know how to move forward in my business, new business. Be unstuck and know what the next steps are.
Uh-huh. Seems to be a theme.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you. Okay. All right, everybody. I am going to hit star 6 because there is a lot of noise on the line. I'm actually going to hit mute, rather. So I'm going to ask for one more time if anybody else wants to state an intention, please feel free to. And also, I'm going to mute first, so then I'll do that because the noise is distracting me. Okay. Thank you. All quiet. So, if anybody wants to state an intention or feels like something is calling to be shared through them, please do hit star 6 and feel free to share. And, you know, this is our session, and I mainly facilitate it, but I know that Spirit speaks through all of us, and there are times where I might even say to the group, hey, there's somebody in the group that needs to say something, and if you're the one that feels called to, unmute yourself and share what's coming through you. Okay. Oh, apparently Norman got something funny in his text, which he'll turn off now. Okay. So, everybody, just take a few minutes and breathe with me. While we're doing these sessions, too, make sure you have water near you. Make sure you have something to drink. Make sure that your needs are taken care of so that you can just relax in the stream of consciousness that's flowing through us. So, a lot of what I have been receiving is information is kind of what I've been saying before, but it does feel like I said, like these new moons are building on themselves, like time is building on itself. So in fact, we know that time is an illusion, and yet it's part of the dynamic that we play in here and we swim in here. And so it feels like the planets are all, you probably saw my post on Facebook where I said the planets are already playing their roles and already participating in what we, all of creation, as we are too. But they're doing it, and now we are tapping into that awareness that they are playing with us. Instead of life happening to us, we are life, and we're all parts of the whole. And so we all have our parts to play. And so a lot of people have been asking for clarity, and that's a really big theme for this new moon. This new moon is all about energizing. It's all about getting things moving. It's all about getting clear. Several of you said and talked about getting some clarity over which direction to go and having options. And I think many people we're experiencing that time is sped up so much that there's so much activity, and with the internet and with our ability to connect online, we are distracted immensely. And yet it's not necessarily a bad thing that we're distracted immensely, but what it's calling for us to do is it's calling for us to focus amidst the distraction and discern where we distribute our energy. And really it's about coming back within ourselves and not isolating ourselves, but literally coming to this energetic flow of information that's coming through for you, for each of us individually, to a place where we say yes to everything in the universe, but we do so in a discerning way where we ask, is this my path? Is this going to be my highest service? And I think a lot of us are feeling like we're getting stuck because we have in our minds a certain way of being in this world, and we have in our minds a certain idea about what we're supposed to do. And what I'm being made aware of is a lot of that can be old thinking, old programming. And what that means is we need to be able to be in the moment and be present with what's showing up for us, as well as being open to something totally unexpected, totally new, and no relevance to the past in terms of it feeling like same old package, I mean, new package, different, same old story. So what I'm getting is kind of a time where we're all being cleansed, and I actually see like this white light coming down through the heavens. Like, it's beautiful. It's just like white rain, and it's just kind of coming down to cleanse all of us and take away any heaviness that we feel like we're carrying, any confusion, any stuckness that we're carrying, and it's taking away that which we're willing to release. So I'm inviting and I'm inviting all of you, and I'm welcoming this cleansing into myself and into our group and into our collective and into our world, into anybody that's actually willing to receive it, in a way where we suddenly have new eyes, which means our senses are cleansed as well. So we have suddenly an awareness of something that we didn't see before or we didn't recognize before, we had forgotten. So in a sense, it's like cleansing the memory of our physical lives, not from the point of us getting amnesia or Alzheimer's or anything, but from the point of cleansing the desire to recreate something from the past, or to even create something that we've seen somebody else create that we think we want to imitate. It's cleansing that desire and tapping into the essence of who we are in our spirit and our soul and saying, let's breathe new life through you, through each of us, through this world in such a way that it blows the cobwebs and the dust piles and all of the old, antiquated way of being, which served a purpose in the past, but is now getting in the way of the present and moving into the future. So it's really a total rewiring, a total rewrite of our script at the DNA level, at the cellular level, at the molecular level, in a way that it's coming down in through our being and opening up new pathways, new channels, so that you may even have, and I've actually had situations like this, you may even have moments where you drive down the same old road and you go, was that building there before? Or I never saw that there before. Because suddenly you are waking up to seeing more, sensing more clearly, sensing more truthfully, sensing more from a perspective of awe-inspiring. In other words, coming from this place of opening up new pathways of creativity, new pathways of inspiration, new pathways of just being, just totally a new way of being. And I see now other energy coming down through us that is like a spiraling energy, just a slow, gentle, spiraling, wave-like energy, and it's just kind of coming down through our fields. And again, it's taking this energy that is no longer useful in terms of it no longer serves us, it no longer fuels us, and taking it down into the earth, into the lower realms, so the earth can actually use it as fuel. And then I see the opposing spiral, not opposing, the opposite direction spiral coming up from the earth and then cleansing up into the heavens. It's kind of like it has this energy of like a wash cycle, like just washing us clean and opening and clearing new pathways. It's just more of what I was just saying. It's just coming in through a different vibration and a different frequency right now. So then I feel like we're going to the frontal lobe, the third eye, the Ajna chakra, the third eye, the brow chakra, the crown, those two areas, the pineal, the pituitary, the hypothalamus, the thalamus, all of those brain parts. And I feel like what I'm holding them right now, and it's feels like there is a sense of restriction there, like in some way the pathways have been squeezed shut, like almost too full and blocked to be able to receive new light, and new life. So what we're doing with that is just asking for that to be cleared, and I'm waiting to see how that's going to show up. And it really is interesting because it feels a bit like if you see an image of a head in a digital format in a computer, and it's like taking off those parts, taking off the forehead and the temporal. It's like taking the head apart. And I love it. Taking the head apart and clearing out old wiring, so it literally looks digital and wiring, and just pulling out the old wires, and then it feels like just new. It's interesting because I'm seeing it like new technology. It's like new technology, so we're being upgraded, and we're being upgraded at the sensual level, the way we perceive our outer world, as well as the internal level, the way our internal parts from the brain to the heart to the solar plexus to the way that they all work together. So it's really needing an upgrade of our brains because there is a sense of limitation and lack there that needs to be resolved. And I actually love that I'm being showed in the way of, in the format of technology, because it feels like the technology as we know it is antiquated, even with our computer technology and the way things work. It's like, it's mechanistic, and it's showing us that our old way of being is mechanistic, and we are not machines, even though some of our structures and functions feel like they are mechanistic. They are not. They are ebbs and flows and vibratory aspects and appearances of the field of life, the quantum field of life. So, just breathe that in. I'm just watching all of that take place, and I'm sure you're all watching all of that take place. And then I'm going to the heart now, and as I go to the heart, I'm also being drawn to hold the back of the neck. So it's like holding the front of the heart and holding the back of the neck. And when I went to the heart, the first person I saw was Sozo. And then it was kind of like a reminder, it's Sozo and Joey and Patchy. So it's really kind of a reminder to open our hearts to a perspective of connecting with all of life, and recognizing that there is a language of light that we have forgotten. And we, because intellectually we have taken on all of these other functions in this world to create, we have forgotten our connection to that language of light. We have forgotten our connection to our heart as a collective. And it's a pain. It's a pain that we have all been feeling. And many of us are feeling it on this call, but many of us are feeling it in the world. And in the world, those people feeling that pain, they're acting out. And they're acting out from that pain of feeling like, I feel like I'm lost. I feel like I'm disconnected. So it's helping to tap us into that heart connection, that language of light, and that remembrance that all light is sacred. All life has something to say. All life is speaking all the time. It speaks in the silence. It speaks in the pauses. It speaks in a different format, in a different way. And we are being, like I said, upgraded so that we remember that language. We remember our connection. We remember that ability to feel one another and feel one another in a way where we feel one another, but we know that we're connected. But it's not about taking on one another. It's about allowing one another to be in these unique skin suits that we call bodies and respect those boundaries, no matter what the shape, color, or form, and work together. And when we work together, it's not about us disappearing into one another. It's about us working together, and each of us, it's about following the flow, the stream of consciousness that is informing us. And actually, it's about first tapping into that stream of consciousness that is informing us, because it's there all the time, but most of us blip in and out, like you were saying, Susan. So most of us blip in and out. Many of us actually don't ever feel it or hear it because we've gotten so confused. But those of us on this call, most of us blip in and out. So it's about being okay with that blipping in and out right now, because during this shift in consciousness, the reason we're feeling so stuck is because, like I said, of antiquated ways of thinking and being. And also because we are shifting, we are evolving, we are being newly written, newly informed, newly awakened, and newly remembered. And as that is occurring, there's sometimes a sense of disorientation because we're being cleansed of that which doesn't serve us anymore, which is very familiar. So we're being cleansed of the familiar. And we're being newly introduced to new. So we're in this place of, whoa, where am I? And actually, when that happens, many of us say that, whoa. And when we say that, it's kind of like we inadvertently create a stall, because there is this fear that comes in that things are moving too fast or not moving fast enough, and because I can't see this, I can't see what's coming up next. And if I can't see what's coming up next, I can't move forward. That's a big block, actually, I'm seeing right in front of my face right now. If I can't see what's coming up next, I can't see to move forward. So we're taking that block out, and we're offering it off to the angels, off into the void, and saying, take this block from us, please. We don't really want this anymore. We would like to feel good in our discomfort, not from a masochistic perspective, but from a place of, I know this is a temporary state, and I know that something greater than I could have ever thought up is about to present itself for me. And I am just asking to be ready, willing, and able. I am asking to be prepared. I am asking to step into, standing up right now, I'm asking to step into, and this is for all of us, our abilities. I'm asking to step into that stream of consciousness. It doesn't wash us away and kill us. It just gently directs our path. And we float in it gracefully, always able to step out if the stream needs to be diverted. Because there's another misunderstanding I'm seeing, that we're all in these streams of consciousness, and many of us think we get into a stream of consciousness and we float in that stream of consciousness always, and if we get out of it, then we've failed somehow, or we've misunderstood and we've done something wrong, which is not the case. When we're going with the flow, I see these patterns flowing in and out, and there are entry points, and there are embarkation points, and there are debarkation points. So as we flow into our stream, there are places where we get into a stream, and if it feels right, and we know it's right, things just work. And then if things don't start working right, we think we're doing something wrong, or we've gotten on the wrong path. And it's really, we're tapping into this ability to be able to discern while we're in the stream of consciousness, so that when we come to a crossroads or a branch in the stream where things go off to one way or the other, we can determine and discern which way to flow in ease and grace in a way where we are feeling most purposeful, we are feeling most useful, we are feeling most blessed, and therefore most able to bless. Nice. That was a new way of seeing that. I'd never seen that before. So now I see, like, the planet. There's a planet just came right up in front of me. It's actually a planet. It is a planet. It's not the moon. At first I thought it was the moon, but it's not. But it looks like a cratered planet. So maybe, Deb, this is your planet. I don't know. We shall see. Is it one of the ones that we know? It's not. It is an unknown planet that it just popped up here, and it's saying there are more things to life than you know, and there is more help for you than you know. Trust that we are here to help you. Very nice. So it's basically saying, as you are being rewritten, you will become more aware of other sources of source. And when I say other sources of source, we are all part of this whole creation, all part of this one source. And yet we each have our individual roles, and this planet is here to inform us. All is not lost. It's here to inform us. You're on the right track. Just keep tracking. What?
No.
Norman just looked at me and I was like, what was that about? So, we're on the right track, just keep tracking, which basically means just trust that there are forces that are working for you. All you have to do is allow and know that the universe is on your side, because we are all part of the universe. So it would be totally illogical, to say the least, that the universe would not be on our side. We're all part of the universe. So it's really about working together from a place of joy. Huh. So get out of our own way. I love it. Because actually, Al and everybody that says, let's get out of our own way, I see that. I feel that. I see, like, this little asteroid just kind of, like, actually the image is like we're all out there floating with the planets tonight, and all of a sudden, and it's like these little asteroids come along, and they don't shatter us. They come along, and they just kind of nudge us into a different orbit, into a different vortex, because there's a vortex that's better in terms of tapping into your essential, your essence, your power, your uniqueness in the whole of creation. Throat is showing up now, and I actually see Sozo. Sorry, Sozo. Okay. So, this has opened up something here. I'm going to stop and take a drink. Everybody, I recommend you stop and take a drink.
Water, that is.
Water. Oh, yes. I don't think anybody has vodka on the line. So, throat. I am working with you, Sid, so thank you. And it's just kind of gently preening the feathers down the throat into the chest. And what this is representing is opening up our pathways for our voice, as well as opening up our pathways to receive nourishment. So it's opening up our pathways regardless, and it's about directing the nourishment in, through, and around us, and opening up the channel to connect the heart to the throat in a way that the expression just flows out without censorship, interesting enough, without censorship. So this is a time for each of us. We're given this opportunity with this new moon to dig down deep and pull out anything that doesn't serve us and offer it up. That's the sacrifice. It's not about sacrificing any person, anything. It's about reaching down within us and offering as sacrifice the things that don't serve, the things that keep us stuck, the things that keep us confused. It's like turning that over. I actually just watched a Super Soul episode from Oprah, just before this call, and there was a minister on there by the name of Rob Bell, and he was giving this long spiel about a whole lot of things. But one of the things he said was he got a call from a woman talking about what her prayers are like, and it's always like this meditation and blessings and beautiful and poetic. And he said, most of my prayers start out with, here, you take it. And basically what he was essentially saying is, too often we think we're supposed to effort and work so hard that we do it to the point of exhaustion, and that's what we've done in our society, that's what we've done in our world. We've depleted our resources within ourselves and outside of ourselves. And so now it's about just stepping out of our own way and saying, here, you take it. In other words, ask and you shall receive. It's really as simple as all that. It's about tapping into the flow of this universe and your own unique vibration so that we open up our hearts and our spirits and our souls and we align them so beautifully that it just turns on the light like a beacon in each of us. I see all of us right now, everything being aligned in us, and I see everyone on this call being aligned and being opened like a light. So it's like this beacon has been awakened. And this beacon is identifying, notifying, allowing you to be seen, to see and be seen in a way that you never dreamed possible in our current state of consciousness. And so it's about opening up this beacon, to opening up the light. And it's like literally turning on the lights in our being and turning on the lights in our world so that all of those ugly shadows, and not the shadows that you know, we need to own our own shadows. It's not about making anything bad, but it's about turning on the light to realize that all of those shadows are just different aspects of ourselves, and mostly from history, mostly old belief systems. Funny because it's like I'm like my lungs are acting up suddenly, and I just got a flash of a movie I watched this weekend called Kung Fu Panda 3. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. And in it, he says, "Do you have panda asthma too?" So, but what it's showing is we need to breathe more freely. We need to take in more life and let out more life, and we need to recognize that every breath, and this has actually been proven in quantum physics, every breath that we take in has been breathed throughout history. We've all been breathing the same breath from everybody from Christ and the saints to Hitler and the Holocaust. we all are breathing the same breath. And so now it's time to breathe that so fully and so deeply in that it goes through the filters of our spirit and through the filters of the ages and through the filters of our mind and comes the other side clean, clear, whole, holy. Everybody just stop and take a breath, a few breaths with me with that, and tap them in. And if you will, take at least one breath and tap your head. And then at least one breath and tap your heart. And at least one breath and tap your navel. Tap your belly. And so it's bringing that down into the three brains. And then if possible, stand up and actually dump your feet a little bit on the earth to make your presence known. And so literally, I'm standing here with my arms open, and I'm inviting everybody's soul to come in and wake us up. And then what we want to do is bring that down and anchor it into our physical being, into our physicality, into our three-dimensional reality. We want to bring it to life. Now, the misnomer is it's already alive. But we haven't recognized it. We haven't accepted it. We haven't received it. So now I am receiving it for myself, and I am receiving it for this group, and I am asking that everyone in this group receives what they ask for and has the sense and sensibility and feeling and knowing that they are realizing it, and it is being brought to life, and it is manifesting as we speak in their bodies and in their lives.
I'd like to add something.
Go right ahead, Tanya. I'm still in my process, but go for it.
I really feel the out-breath is like the death, because if no new in-breath comes in, that's death. So the balance of life and death, and to really stop at that out-breath and surrender all these concepts and all of us to die, and then to open up, and I feel the large intestine coming up to, and I see it like totally permeable in a discerning way as well, to really let go what is meant to be let go and to take in what is meant to be taken in. So the lungs and the large intestine of this letting go and taking in, and the breath breathing in life, and then breathing it fully in and into us being totally permeable, really taking it in to the deepest level, and also letting it through, like we are totally surrendered. And then before the outbreath happens, it's total surrender to death.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you.
And I feel too with the heart, there's all the love and the light, and I'm feeling the other side, which is not the other side, but it's the hate and the dark light, and the hate actually fueling the love. So for all of us to also really acknowledge and feel what we hate and don't like, and to not push it away, but to see that glistening up and firing into the heart and into the bright light, and then actually fueling the love. So what we hate about ourselves and the world, to really channel it through, let it be fed by hate.
Yes.
I feel Jesus said, love your enemy. Love your enemy. And the opposite of that, hate your lover. To really fuel that. And then it comes together into a whole. Yeah.
It's about owning the fact that we have hate in our own beings, even those of us who really have no desire to have hate, because none of us have actually really desire to have hate. But hate is part of an energy, it's part of an emotion, and it needs to be owned inside of each of us so that it doesn't have to keep showing up outside of us to remind us it's present. And you're right. Energy is energy. What we choose to do with it and how we choose to work with it is what matters. In the literal form, what matters, how we materialize. So calling that down into our being right now, kind of rocking and holding a tea ball. So it's really just holding that in a sacred container for all of us so that we allow ourselves to become this instrument. Not even so much a container anymore. That's a misunderstanding. We are not a container. We are an instrument. And as an instrument, this is the vessel that allows us to mobilize, materialize, some matter here. And so it's about bringing it to this place of awareness. And apparently I'm using chi to do that now, to circulate that through, and it's circulating in a figure eight, an infinity symbol. So I'm still doing this process. Everybody just breathe with me. And if you feel called to move in your own spot, please do. If you feel called to share something, hit *6 and unmute yourself. But I'm just going to keep doing this process until it tells me it's complete.
I'm just feeling all the birdsong, all the grass hands moving, all of life moving, and our bodies being in tune with that. Also really opening up to that. All the insects, all the birds, all the minute spider webs even moving. Life, nature is so alive, and for us to attune to that.
Yes,
I feel like I'm just sitting outside here in nature, so I'm just bringing that in for all of us.
Beautiful. And I feel like part of what I'm doing is removing those walls, those barriers that keep us from realizing that.
I also have the frog coming up, and the way they're a big symbol for transformation and cleansing. They jump in and out of ponds and lakes, and just jumping in and out and just cleansing and coming back out clean, that image.
Nice. Apparently there's a lot moving right now. As I still guided to keep moving it. As I said that, it's like, okay, we will let you stop in a minute, but everybody just breathe while you're doing it. I feel like, in a way, this is also connecting everyone on the call, because we're all in different physical locations, different countries, different places, different environments. So it's just opening the door so we can all experience one another, and we can all receive this. Kind of got, I could go on for that for hours, but what I'm going to do is it's just kind of being set into motion, and it's going to be like this chi cleansing circulating through our field and through this group and through the world to anyone who's willing to receive it, even those who may not be aware of this work or any of that, but may on some level be asking for an answer, asking for clarity, and are connected on some level, just not consciously. If they're ready to receive it, it's being sent out. Nice. It's beautiful. It's like a big wave of light. Okay, Tanya, do you have anything else?
I'm just feeling this point of stillness, of total stillness.
Yes.
Absorbing, taking in. Listening. And again, feeling that breath. Actually, really, all of us just to keep breathing and weaving that through the body with our breath.
Yes.
And gentle movement. I'm feeling the embryonic movement.
Mm-hmm.
To lie on the floor and just, or sit and whatever, and just weave webs and move the body in any way to undulate. And with this movement, also weave it through all the whole body and all the cells, the connective tissue especially.
That's a good suggestion. So it's homework for anybody that really wants to integrate this, to do some sort of movement after this to just kind of assimilate and allow it to undulate into your body is a good idea.
I feel too, I post the link to the 5 stages again. I use them a lot to weave sessions through.
Yes.
And then to keep also using them for the body to remember, because it's a rewiring of how we all came up into walking and being a human.
And for those who don't understand what she's talking about, the 5 stages are part of the Nia technique in dance, and it's the 5 stages, developmental stages.
So it's embryonic, creeping, crawling, standing, and walking. And there's a 5-minute little video that's really easy to follow and use. I feel
and that's
that
on the
NEO up.
Website, right?
It's on YouTube even. I will send a link to the Facebook page.
Do you want to
post
that?
Yeah, even if you put... If you, yes, I will post it on the side. And if you Google...
And use it if they want.
Yes. And if you Google NEO 5 stages in YouTube, it will also come up. For those that are not on Facebook, just in case.
And those are, it's a very, very, very good integrative tool to bring things somatically into your body, bring realizations into your body. Okay, I feel like that's actually complete. What? Okay. Everybody feel free to stay in the stillness. I'm going to unmute in case anybody wants to say something.
I also feel this because a lot of you are in nighttime. I'm just in the full sun, and it's really beautiful to balance this new moon night and the light and the dark balance and just seeing the yin and the yang symbol. And just seeing this all, the big circle, this completion and the duality that we had of love and hate and letting go and taking in and light and dark and then all of us in this circle. And being at opposite ends of the world and still being all together. Yeah.
That's beautiful, because I kept seeing the yin and yang, but you just gave me it. That was a beautiful visual. Thank you. Okay, everybody. Relax. Come back when you want to.
I want to say thank you for all of it, but including at the end mentioning about the Nia five stages.
You're welcome.
As you were finishing up, I did that. And when I got into standing and walking, it had the feel of new human.
Was nice.
What came to mind. And it was like, well, how beautiful does that go with the whole call? So,
that is beautiful. I love that. Thank you, Angela. New human. Yay. There was actually a quote that I'm actually going to add to from some guy named Mark Nepo, and it says, to be human, to look far enough inside of you that I see myself. Which is really the essence of forgiveness, Ho'oponopono.
Mm-hmm. Becoming childlike again, too.
Becoming childlike newly, actually.
Yeah.
Not even again.
Because when we are a child anew, and we've known how it is to be an adult, and we go back to being a child, and we can appreciate it again, whereas the children take it for granted.
Yes, that's what be like little children means. You live in a wonderment in the world and carry the wisdom that you've acquired with the innocence you came in with.
Mm-hmm.
I have to laugh because I just was about to say, okay, I think we end it now. And I looked up and the time said 9:11. What a perfect way to end it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're very welcome.
I would say Jody just got so excited when the planet came to talk to you.
I love it. Joey did?
Joey did. It's funny. Sosa wanted him to be quiet so he could hear you better. It's interesting.
I love it. Well, also, we're working on his throat.
Mm-hmm.
As well as all of our throats.
Definitely.
Right.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Good night.